It is a warm and breezy night, the kind that requires no blankets. I love sleeping outside with the stars. My imagination is captured by the bright, shining light, but I don't understand the vastness of the sky. Every time I try to wrap my mind around the concept of the universe, my mind spins as if caught in a whirlpool of information I will never be able to understand. Choo, the sky is so big. Shh, I am trying to sleep. Look at the stars. They are so beautiful, and they are winking at us. I wish I was up there with them and the angels. That's nice. Now go to sleep. You know the stars are candles in the sky. Every evening, the angels come out and light them for us, so if we lose our way, we can still see. Pa has told me in the past that I am blessed with a gifted imagination, and he likes the stories I tell. When I awaken in the morning, my siblings are already up. They were awakened by gunshots fired into the distant sky by the Khmer Rouge, but I was so tired I slept through it. My siblings all have gray pouches under their eyes. Their hair is knotted and sticking out in many directions. Slowly, I sit up and stretch out my sore shoulders and back. Sleeping in the truck is not as much fun as I thought it would be. Before long, a group of Khmer Rouge soldiers come by and yell at us to keep moving. After a small breakfast of rice and salted eggs, we get back in our truck and take off again. We drive for many hours, and everywhere we go, we see people walking in all directions. The sun is high and hot on our backs. It burns through my black hair as little beads of water collect around my hairline and on the curve of my upper lip. After a while, we all get on each other's nerves and start to fight.
"It's not much farther, kids. We're almost there," Pa tells us when we stop to have our lunch. "Soon we will be where it is safe."
As Ma and Cave prepare our meal, Pa and Mang disappear to gather firewood. When they return, Pa tells Koi that it is a good thing that we got out of the city as quickly as we did. He says the people he just talked to told him that the soldiers made everyone leave the city. They emptied schools, restaurants, and hospitals. The soldiers even forced the sick to leave. They were not allowed to go home first to their families, so many people are separated.
"Many old and sick people did not make it today," Koi offers grimly. "I saw them on the side of the streets, still in their bloody hospital robes. Some were walking, and others were pushed in carts or hospital beds by their relatives.